From Vermont Public, this is The Frequency. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. It's Friday, May 3rd, and here are today's headlines. Police broke up Palestinian solidarity protests at the University of New Hampshire and Dartmouth College Wednesday night, arresting multiple people in each location. At Dartmouth, dozens of New Hampshire State Police officers in riot gear ordered protesters to disperse after students created a tent encampment. Hanover police said in a release yesterday morning that 90 people were arrested for multiple offenses, including criminal trespass and resisting arrest. NHPR's Olivia Richardson was on the scene.
Police started at one end of the campus, or the quad, and moved up slowly towards the students. And they started taking students more like one by one, but eventually started bringing out vans to the quad and started saying, we are going to just fill up these vans. Students, if you don't want to be arrested, and also any media, you should get off the lawn and go home.
In a statement, Dartmouth officials said the school values freedom of speech, but people who violate campus rules and local laws could face consequences, and that school policies prohibit tents and encampments on campus. Students across the country have mounted similar demonstrations, including at the University of Vermont and Middlebury College. Many protests have been met with strong police response. Dartmouth administrators arrested two students last fall for an earlier Palestinian solidarity protest. And Vermont's senior Senator Bernie Sanders is speaking out on the issue as well. Sanders is defending the right of students on college campuses across the country to peacefully protest the ongoing humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Speaking on the Senate floor this week, Sanders delivered an impassioned 20-minute speech, comparing the current protest to those that occurred during the Civil Rights Movement in the 1960s and during the Vietnam War in the 1970s. Sanders told his colleagues he condemns the violence that has occurred in some of these protests. But he says the peaceful demonstrations represent an important point of view.
And when you talk about America being a free country, well, you know what? Whether you like it or not, the right to protest is what American freedom is all about. That's the U.S. Constitution.
Sanders ended his speech by decrying members of Congress who have been critical of the protesters rather than the Israeli government. More news from the world of higher education as the president of Middlebury College announces she will step down from her position next January. Lori Patton is leaving to become the president of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, according to a press release from the college. Patton has been Middlebury's president since 2015. She was the first woman in the college's history to hold the position. In the press release, Middlebury's board chair says trustees plan to start looking for Patton's replacement, but did not provide a timeline for doing so. The Vermont Senate yesterday afternoon passed legislation that allows the use of harm reduction centers, or what are known as safe injection sites, in Vermont. The vote was 21-8. These are sites where individuals can use illegal drugs under medical supervision. Overdose reversing medication is also available. Vermont has recorded over 640 opioid-related deaths in the past 3 years. Ginny Lyons is the chair of the Senate Health and Welfare Committee.
These are preventable deaths. This is an unacceptable trajectory. As long as there's demand for addictive substances, these problems will persist.
Opponents of the plan argue this treatment option has not been thoroughly tested and is the wrong approach to deal with the state's growing opioid problem. A similar bill passed the House earlier this session, but Governor Phil Scott has indicated he might veto it. Coming up, concern over the declining number of men attending college in the U.S., an issue that's had a visible impact on the University of Vermont campus. That's after this. Colleges and universities are struggling with falling enrollment, and the problem is most pronounced among men. The number of male students at college has dropped 6% in the past 5 years, and the proportion of college students who are men is now at 40%. That's a record low. It's a problem that's particularly acute at the University of Vermont. From Vermont Public and the Hechinger Report, Liam Elder Connors reports on how UVM is trying to address it.
Anybody waiting for cappuccino?
UVM's Student Center was buzzing on a recent Thursday morning. Students grabbed coffee, caught up with friends, and worked on laptops. It might be hard to see just looking around, but at Vermont's largest public university, women outnumber men 2-1. Melinda Wetzel, a junior, says she does notice that gender gap.
I will say I was at the gym the other day, and most of the time, like, if you think about going to a gym, you think of, like, oh no, like, there's going to be a lot of scary guys there. I looked around, and I actually pointed out to my friend, like, whoa, look at all the girls here. This is great.
There are a few factors leading to the drop in male college enrollment. Boys are now less likely to graduate from high school. Surveys have found that men are more likely to think that they don't need a degree to get a job. That crossed John Truslow's mind.
Jeez, dude. That was money.
Truslow, who was playing pool in the student center, thought about going into the trades or the military, but ultimately decided college was a better option. The UVM senior also says the cost of college was a barrier for some of his male high school classmates.
But most of the ones that just directly didn't go to college was mostly academically. They just weren't feeling school and they wanted to do something else.
Higher education officials say dwindling male enrollment presents a problem for their long-term sustainability.
We are trying to broaden our pipeline wherever we can.
Jay Jacobs is UVM's vice provost for enrollment management. He says research shows adults with higher education tend to be healthier.
We know that an undereducated male population leads to some serious societal problems, right? Be that depression, alcoholism, or substance abuse.
UVM isn't alone in trying to attract more men. At the University of Montana, recent marketing emails highlight its hunting class, forestry program, and outdoor recreation opportunities. Other colleges, like Calvin University in Michigan, have added sports teams. Richard Reeves, president of the think tank the American Institute for Boys and Men, is skeptical of that approach. He says colleges should instead focus efforts on programs that have seen a drop in male enrollment.
And so I think that rather than thinking a football team is the answer, maybe more men in your nursing school is the answer.
At UVM, officials conducted research and found entrepreneurship-themed programs appealed to prospective male students. So the university launched its first ever pitch challenge, where high school students could win a full ride.
Hello, everybody. I'm Pearson.
I'm Parker.
And we would like to pitch to you the Discard, an innovation in medicine.
In early April, five teams competed at UVM for the final round of the contest. Their business pitches included mental health nonprofits, medical devices, and sustainable phone chargers. The finalists were chosen from about 150 submissions from around the world. 60% came from men, and half were from students who identify as people of color. Jacobs, UVM's vice provost for enrollment management, says the university was pleased with those results.
We thought that this idea would attract men. We thought that this idea would attract racial and ethnically diverse students, and we were right.
The contest put UVM on the map for finalists Parker and Pearson Jones, identical twins from Florida. Pearson says he and his brother have been doing a lot of college searching.
We haven't looked at Vermont, the University of Vermont, but after this pitch, we're definitely going to look into it because it's definitely more interesting now.
But fixing the fewer men problem is not just about getting more men to enroll in college. Evan Katita, coordinator of men and masculinities programs at UVM, says male students are more likely to leave within their first year. He says UVM has launched some initiatives to address that, including a mentorship program for male students of color.
I am establishing some sense of belonging for current students, but that is also, we recognize, that is already on stage, that is in the view of prospective students as well.
Katita says both recruiting and retention are linked, and UVM will need to do both to be successful. For Vermont Public, I'm Liam Elder Connors.
This story was co-reported by the Hechinger Report's John Marcus. You can read his story at vermontpublic.org. Thanks for listening to The Frequency today. We had additional reporting from the New England News Collaborative, Bob Kinzel, and Adia Golston. Our executive producer is Kevin Trevelyan, and our music is by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Mitch Wortley. I'll talk to you Monday.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.